Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard, and I'm so happy to be here today, and I'm so happy that you're joining me. We're going to have a good show today. We're going to be talking about health, and we've got a special guest today, Dr. Jennifer Burns, who is a naturopath, and we're going to talk to her in just a moment. She's going to be with us for the first segment, first half of the show, and then the second half of the show, I'm going to be talking a little bit about intuition and our health, intuitive medicine, and that kind of thing. So we're going to start off with Dr. Jennifer Burns. And Jennifer, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Great. Thank you so much for being our guest today. Now, you are a naturopath. For those who are not quite sure what that even means, what is that, a naturopathic doctor? What do you do, and what's the medicine in that?
Well, naturopathic doctors, we're trained with both Eastern and Western medicine. A lot of times, though, we choose to use botanical medicines or alternative medicine compared to going the route of like pharmaceuticals.
Oh, okay. Interesting. And how did you get interested in this yourself?
Well, actually, when I was 12 years old, I ended up with chickenpox, and my mom found an herbalist, and I took this herbal concoction that he gave me. The stuff tasted nasty, but my chickenpox were gone in a week.
Hmm. Wow. So your mom was kind of, was she interested in this kind of medicine before? It was probably, well, I guess, how long has naturopath been around?
Naturopathic medicine has been around for, you know, like over 150 years. It's just been within the last, you know, like 20, 30 years that it's kind of been a little bit more mainstream, like at least in America, because as naturopathic doctors, we're licensed in about like 15 states at this point, and we're looking at licensure at more. Because of that, you know, like there are some states that accept naturopathic doctors underneath their health insurance, and some and some of them won't. So a lot of us choose to be cash pay instead of taking on the insurance.
Right. So now you're in Phoenix, Arizona, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So is it is it licensed in Phoenix, in Arizona?
Yeah. Yes, we are licensed. Yep, and I'm considered a family practitioner in Phoenix, Arizona. Okay. And so, yeah, which means I can do both. I can either like prescribe medications for people if they need it, or I can go the alternative route as well.
So, would everybody respond to naturopathic medicine, or are there some people who are better candidates for it than others?
I think that everyone can respond to naturopathic medicine. They just need to be patient. In this day and age, we're just so in the, I want something instantaneously, that it, that herbal medicine doesn't do that. So a lot of times what we'll do, most naturopaths, is we do like an integrative approach, with doing both the botanicals and the pharmaceuticals, just to get people up to that point to where we can just like switch them over to just, botanicals. Because most of the time when I see people are coming to me, they're wanting to get off of the, some of the medications that they're on. Say like like diabetics who are just on like metformin and glipizide, you know, want to get off of those. And so a lot of times that's like lifestyle, dietary changes that need to be made. And so, you know, I try to coach them through that and getting them to where they'll actually lose the weight and be able to stabilize their blood sugars and educate them on, because it's a way of life for them, on better eating habits that they're needing.
Oh, interesting. So you can actually help people make that shift from kind of more dependence on pharmaceuticals to kind of overall changes plus medical.
Yes.
Yeah, interesting, huh? So now in your practice, what kinds of illnesses do you specialize in, or what's common for people to come in and seek your help with?
Well, most naturopaths, you know, like we're all like family practice, so a lot of them see anything from like cold and flu to, you know, diabetes, and some of them are even specializing in cancer treatments. For me, I actually specialize in like gut issues, like irritable bowel syndrome, celiacs, you know, kind of like stuff like that, because some people get the irritation, you know, gut irritation, but they, you know, aren't exactly sure what's going on, and all the pharmaceuticals that they're taking just aren't helping or only helping out a little bit. So that's when they kind of come to me and say, all right, what else is there?
Well, so that's something that you've been kind of more focused in, is working with those kinds of irritable bowel, gut issues, things like that. And kind of tell me, like, can you think of a client or kind of a typical case in what someone can expect if they have, let's say, irritable bowel, how you might treat them?
With that, I just kind of look, the first thing is, as naturopaths, we look at the person as a whole, so we don't just look at the symptoms. So when someone comes in to see me, a lot of times, not only do they have gut issues going on, say like gas, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, a lot of them also have nausea, but they're also are like irritated. A lot of them have anxiety, just because whenever they leave the house, they're just like, okay, I actually have to map out where the bathrooms are along the way in order for me to get from, you know, like my house to, let's say, like shopping or something like that. And so, and because that anxiety builds, a lot of them, you know, like don't want to leave very far from the house. So, you know, there are like some mind emotional, you know, things that end up happening because of the illness. And so I end up addressing those as well, you know, like the mind body issues that end up going on. So the gut is the second brain. And if there's something going on there, you know, it's going to be affecting like other parts of the body, especially like emotionally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I would definitely think so, that I've seen that too with some of the medical intuitive work I do, that so often, like you said, anxiety, irritation, and I know it's obviously, you know, if you've got it, it's a cycle where if you have irritable bowel, it's a cycle where you generate even more irritation and anxiety. So when you, do you treat, like when you're saying lifestyle, what would you do, for instance, if I went in there, somebody went in there, and there was a lot of clear anxiety connected to it? How would you approach that part of the issue, the problem?
With the anxiety part is that, you know, I mean, it's like you can't do that in like one session, you know, like as you would know. Is that it kind of like builds from there. I would actually do like botanical medicines with them, along with finding like food allergies. A lot of times some people's anxieties can actually come from inflammation from food allergies. So if we can bring the inflammation down in the gut, a lot of times people will be able to respond, you know, better with their anxiety, because, you know, most of their focus is on there. So besides doing botanicals, there's also, you know, I mean, I have them either like journal, I have them basically write down what their stressors are, what's keeping them stuck in this area, you know, just focusing and just putting their life around their IBS, which for a lot of people they do. Their life actually revolves around that.
Yeah, I would think so. I would definitely, knowing just how, difficult it would be. So that's interesting, though, that you would have people kind of focus on some of the issues through, you said, through journaling and, you know, just kind of like understanding perhaps that emotional piece to it, too.
Yeah.
We're talking to Dr. Jennifer Byrne. Her practice is in Phoenix, Arizona. Her phone number there is 623-225-0376. We're going to take a short break in a moment, and we'll come back and we'll talk more about maybe some other illnesses, and we'll get back into this. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
This is Sherry Dillard, and you are listening to Intuit University. And my guest for the next few minutes is Dr. Jennifer Byrne. She's a naturopathic physician, and she's located in Phoenix, Arizona, if you want to kind of look her up. We're talking, before the break, we were talking about irritable bowel and other gut issues that is what Dr. Byrne specializes in. And one of the questions I wanted to ask you, you said that, like, as you go into understanding someone's gut issues, that sometimes there'll be inflammation caused by food allergies. I definitely have food allergies, and I know a lot of my clients do also. How do you, as a naturopathic physician, how would you kind of diagnose or understand exactly what allergies someone has, what they may be allergic to?
Well, we actually do food allergy testing, like through blood. I know some people do it through like skin, but I find that using blood is a little bit more accurate than skin is. And from that, you know, it's like everyone has, like, every doctor has, like, their favorite labs that they like to go through for something like that to find out, you know, like, what exactly, like, the inflammations are and, like, how severe it is and stuff like that. And one of the surprising things that ends up coming up for people is through one lab that I use, it's like they separate out, say, like egg, for instance. There are some people who are allergic to eggs, not the egg whites, but the egg yolks. And so they're able to separate that out. And then some people are just like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize I was allergic to egg yolks, but I can have egg whites. So that's, it surprises some people a lot of times. But so that's basically how we find out about food allergies.
That's interesting. So you do more blood testing, and that goes through a lab that can kind of break all that down, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, interesting. And we were talking also a little bit about, some of the emotional issues behind food allergies and inflammation. I mean, I'm sorry, behind irritable bowel and some other gut issues. I guess I'm trying to understand more. Like, you were talking about journaling, understanding maybe some root emotional causes, things like that. How soon into your kind of therapies do people tend to feel better, to tend to feel some results?
It usually takes about 21 days for if any inflammation, if it is a food allergy one, for that to start to actually get out of the body. So whenever I put someone on a food allergy diet, I tell them to give it about 2 to 3 weeks before they start noticing anything. So, I mean, it's like, and everyone's different. Some people notice stuff like right away. For some people, it takes their body a while to get rid of it because some people's bodies just love to store. So anyone who has a history of constipation, their body likes to store things. Whether it's, you know, good things or bad things, it likes to store it. And so for those people, it takes a little longer for them to notice any results than for those that don't store.
Interesting. Huh. Wow. That's a good way to put it. Their bodies like to store. I like that. What other kinds of specialties or issues, or what else comes up with gut issues for you in your practice?
Oh, wow. There's, people will come in with, complaining about pain, nausea, the feeling tired, Most of the time they said, I think I'm getting a good night's sleep, but I guess I'm not because I wake up in the morning and I'm still so tired. And a lot of times that could be also the adrenal gland aspect going into or relating with the gut issue. Because once there's inflammation in there, the adrenal glands try to help compensate for some of that inflammation. So a lot of times when we're in this, you know, feeling like that the saber-toothed tiger is chasing after us, what we call a flight or fight response, those types of people end up getting like really tired because not only are you, it's like you got the inflammation going, but now you also got your adrenal glands involved as well. So, and a lot of times when people are stressed, they have more anxiety or more depression or more worry or, more the emotional aspect ends up coming out because of that.
Right. Yeah. Wow. So how would you, do you see that a lot? I imagine probably, it seems like everybody's kind of, their adrenals are probably, it just seems like, everything kind of draws that kind of energy from us, just society, our day-to-day life in general. How do you help someone build up their adrenals and their endocrine system in general?
Here again, what we found to be more accurate, and what I'm saying is, like other doctors and naturopaths, we use salivary tests. What we do is we look at the cortisol levels that come out through the day. So basically, cortisol during the day, like at 8 a.m., should be high. And then at night, like around 10 o'clock at night or so, it should be low because that's, when we're supposed to be getting into our sleep patterns. But some people are like flatlined, like really low, or some people like will be low in the morning and like peak in the afternoon, which means that their circadian rhythms are off. And with that being off, of course, that wreaks havoc on the immune system as well.
Interesting. So you would have to, like, would someone have to test those specific times?
A lot of times with those tests, the salivary ones, they can do this at home. They don't have to go into, like the office like four times a day. So they test it like about 7 to 8 o'clock in the morning, like around 12 o'clock, and then around 4 o'clock, and then around like 9 o'clock at night.
Wow. Huh. That's good. Yeah. Wow. So for, if somebody is to take the naturopathic route, it seems like it involves a lot of things. It involves, kind of a holistic approach, mind, body, spirit, some testing and botanicals and maybe, kind of eliminating certain foods. And as a physician in this, give us a kind of a real, like, why would someone choose to go this route as opposed to perhaps a more kind of conventional approach?
Well, a lot of people are becoming more aware on how the natural approach actually works better for them. A lot of people are getting tired of the pharmaceuticals that they're on and are thinking that there's something better out there. Some people are just like, there's nothing else I can do. My doctors have written me off and saying, well, this is it. And so that's basically where naturopathic medicine comes in, is we kind of help fill in the gaps from like a regular, like MD or DO.
Okay. Yeah. So I would think that's true. I know because, a lot of people I see have that same issue, especially with their gut, where they are experiencing just kind of chronic pain, tiredness, stress. And there really doesn't seem to be a lot in conventional medicine that really can really approach a lot of that. It seems to, kind of be a real good strategy, I've found anyway. I mean, people I imagine you see are incredibly frustrated at that point, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They're searching and searching and not necessarily feeling like they're being heard either.
Yeah.
And yeah, I would, I imagine you're probably pretty busy with this, too, because it seems like a real chronic problem in general.
It has become more of a chronic problem recently, and a lot of times it's attributed to that a lot of our foods have been genetically altered, and because of that, our bodies can't handle it like it used to, like 40 years ago. Uh-huh. And so with that inflammation, it's creating other things, for the body.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. We've been listening today to Dr. Jennifer Byrne. She's a naturopathic physician. Her practice is in Phoenix, Arizona. Her number, if you'd like, if you're in the area or you're going to the area and you'd like to maybe have a talk to her and got an issue that you'd maybe like for her to address, her phone number is 623-225-0376. And we've been talking about really interesting things about naturopathic medicine. I really like the holistic approach to it, and I think everybody probably can benefit from it in some way or another, because I'm sure it, you know, goes on the approach of building up the system and bringing us into balance, as opposed to just medicating a symptom and not getting kind of to the root cause of it. So thank you so much for joining us today, Jennifer. Dr. Burns, we will be right back with me, and I'll talk a little bit more about intuition and health. So we'll be right back.
Is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
The Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, radio.com, on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit michaelshane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Questions in consciousness. People just like you who want to shift and change what isn't working for them, who want to shift and change what isn't working on the planet. Questions. That's about shifting and changing whatever isn't working for you. Consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. Questions in consciousness. A telecall with like-minded people from all around the world, which gives you the place and space to ask what isn't working for you.
For more information, go to questionsinconsciousness.net. That's questionsinconsciousness.net.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Intuitive University, and I'm Intuit University, sorry. I'm Sherry Dillard, and I am back with you talking about medical intuition. Now, what is that? Medical intuition is the ability to know and tune into another's health or your own health without any external source. So it would be coming from your intuition. And we all do this. every one of us is intuitive. Every one of us intuits, gets intuitive messages about our health, whether that be our emotional, mental, physical, or spiritual health. And some of the times we listen to it, and a lot of the times we ignore it. And we do this for a lot of reasons. Sometimes we kind of don't want to hear it, especially if we're getting the feeling that we shouldn't be eating a certain food, or we get the message that our body needs to move and exercise and we kind of don't feel like doing it, or if we get the message that we need more sleep and we are kind of anxious, and we get the message that we need more kind of time for ourselves, we need to kind of like relax. And we can come up with all kinds of reasons for not listening to these messages. But it's important to recognize that when we don't listen to these messages, when we ignore our own health messages, then what happens is it moves into the physical body. And we can even then sometimes ignore it. You know, sometimes we'll get a certain pain, we'll have a headache, we'll feel tired, we'll kind of, you know, just have a rundown feeling, and we also ignore those messages too. You know, our mind plays such strong kind of programming influence with us that it's easy sometimes to kind of just push it aside and say, well, it doesn't seem serious. I can push myself through this. But doing that doesn't work. You know, I think we all recognize that. I think we all know that ignoring those kinds of intuitive messages and then the physical messages doesn't really pay off in the long run. So what I'd like to help you all with is trying to kind of intuit before something becomes physical and something becomes problematic, listening to yourself, listening to your own intuition as it comes to your health. Brian, I think we have somebody on the line, don't we?
We surely do. Christine from California. Welcome to Intuit University.
Christine, are you there?
Hi.
Yes, hello. Here. How are you today?
Hi. Good, good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. Did you have a question you'd like me to go into?
Yeah. So my boss, who our team loves, he just announced he's retiring in a couple of months. So that kind of made me wonder, you know, if I should stay, or they haven't announced who's gonna replace him. And we all love him. So part of me loving this job was because of him. So I've been in this company for like 5 years now. So I'm wondering if I should move internally, find another job, or just stay. Maybe the new boss is gonna be a good one. I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Right.
So I just want to see what.
Right. Well, you know, I feel like, you know, you definitely have a good connection, like you said, with the boss who's retiring. It's, you know, it's kind of sometimes a gift to have that in your career. Not everybody, you know, we don't obviously always have that. And I feel like part of what he's helped you with is strengthening your sense of self and your sense of being able to kind of take care of yourself in the workplace, do a good job, and just that confidence he's helped you with, you know, along with, you know, certain real life skills. What I'm feeling is that it's time for, you know, sometimes people leave our lives, pets leave our lives, mates leave our lives, things leave our life when we're ready to go on to the next step in our own journey. And I feel like you're not the same person you were when you began the job. You're a different person. You're stronger. You know who you are. You can take care of yourself in the workplace. I feel like it's going to be obviously not the same when he leaves. And it's important for you to not allow that to cause you too much stress, though, and anxiety. You know, it's easy to do that when we miss someone and we want things to be the old way. But if you can kind of open yourself to what's coming in, I feel like you're going to be surprised at how well you do with this. I really don't feel like it's time for you to leave this job. With that said, I have to tell you, I feel like it's going to be a little bit up and down for the next several months after he leaves, and maybe even longer. In terms of getting someone who really is the right fit in there. but I don't feel like I don't feel like it's time for you to leave there. I would stay. I do feel eventually I'm going to give you probably about a year and a half there. But you're going to surprise yourself at actually how good you're going to do even with him gone. You're going to kind of, you know, it's interesting. I feel like you're going to rise to a little bit more leadership yourself with this.
Okay. Yeah. So you're saying that probably not a good idea for me to look. I would just stay.
I would definitely stay. Don't flee, because you're going to have to stay, and really, it's not going to be the same. Honestly, I think it's going to be a little bit uneasy there for a while, but I think that you need to really stay, because it's going to help you to realize kind of how far you've gone, how far you've grown with this, and just it'll actually be in the big picture good for you. It'll help you to see really, you know, kind of who you are right now. Eventually you'll leave, but I don't feel like the time is right now.
Okay. Do you see anybody like this? Okay.
Thank you for calling, Christine.
Okay.
Thanks. All right. Bye-bye. All righty. So thank you for the call. We're going to get back right now to what we were talking about, which is medical intuition, how to kind of tune into your own health messages, intuitive messages. And, you know, not only before an illness or problem or physical issue, but really even to help yourself heal. I feel like it's essential in healing to change, to listen to our intuition, to what we need, and then to act on those and to make changes in our life that are going to support our health in a different way. And, you know, the thing is, nobody can really tell us that. We really have to come to that within ourselves, that realization, because changes in our health, our lifestyle, are so difficult at times that unless we really know it from our own self, we really kind of get that sense that this is really right for me, I need to do this, it can be really hard, and we can resist having someone else tell us. You know, if someone tells us to lose weight, or, you know, not to eat certain things, or to do certain activities, or to work out more, you know, we may do it, but we can also sometimes be reluctant if we don't really believe that it's going to help us. So when you receive something for yourself intuitively, we tend to act on it, and we tend to kind of integrate it and make it our own. All right, so let me go through these kinds of ways to hear your own intuition. I'm going to begin kind of with my intuitive types, because every intuitive type receives intuitive messages a little differently. We've talked a lot on this show about the different types. Also in my book, Discover Your Psychic Type, and also in my book, Love and Intuition, I talk about the different ways that we intuit, the four basic types. And you can, if you would like, you can always kind of pick up one of those books, and there's quizzes in both of the books to help you determine your type. But a mental intuitive absorbs intuitive energy information through their thoughts, their ideas, their consciousness. And they tend to receive information through knowing. It's like you just know. Somehow you just know, this is what I need to do, or this is the right thing for me, and you feel it in your gut. You just know. Sometimes mental intuitives will also hear information. They'll be driving in their car, or they'll wake up in the morning and they'll just hear a little voice saying, you know what, do this, do that, or don't eat this, don't eat that, don't eat that. And again, you know, when you listen to that voice or that knowing, it tends to pay off. You know, right before we came on with this segment, Brian, our kind of guy here at the radio station, I'm not sure what we call him, but Chief, I guess.
Yeah.
Chief Brian was telling me, what did you tell me? You tell everybody about the coffee.
A lot of caffeine, and I gave it up, and the jitters just stopped. So,
and
that
what
was,
did you tell me? You told me that you just had the jitters, and you just knew that it was the coffee.
Correct. That is correct. I mean, that's exactly what it was. And, you know, let me tell you, and look at me now. I stopped, and
right
here
it's
I am.
Right. Now, and the thing is, somebody could have said, you know, Brian, get off the coffee. And you would have thought, oh, okay, I'll get off the coffee. Sure, I'll get off the coffee. But when you get it yourself, and that's one way you know it's intuition, because you kind of act on it, you know it's really the truth, you know?
Absolutely. Just like you said, Sherry.
Yeah, right. It's different, you know, in that way. We're going to be taking a break in a minute or two. Before we go on break, let me try to squeeze in a little bit about emotional intuitives. Emotional intuitives absorb energy information through their emotional energy. They tend to be kind of very empathetic. They feel others' feelings. And what's interesting about emotional intuitives, and I can tell you many stories that back this up, but quite often for emotional intuitives, their emotions and their physical issues, problems, imbalances, whatever it may be, will kind of correspond and have an emotional link to it. And if you kind of are an emotional intuitive, a lot of times emotional intuitives, their issue, oh, I'm going to have to go to break, I'm sorry. We'll get right back into this, though. This is Sherry Dillard, and we're listening to Intuit University. We'll be right back.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get ready for Intentional Living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to ConsciousRepatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Sherry Dillard. Thank you so much for listening in today. We're talking about medical intuition. And just want to remind everybody that my website is www.sherrydillard.com. Please take a look at it and maybe sign up for my newsletter. I'd love to for you to receive them. I don't blast you with them. I kind of am pretty sparing with them. And I'm also offering a new session now, which does include some, it's medical intuition and regular kind of my general intuitive work, medium, and also some healing energy. So you can take a look at that on my website under sessions. We're talking about medical intuition and the different emotional, psychic types, and we're talking about the emotional type. And one of the things that emotional intuitives are actually really good at is understanding the emotional causes behind an illness. They tend to really be able to tune into this pretty easily. I'll give you an example. I had a client recently who mother was having some problems, intestinal, gastro kind of chronic stomach issues. And she was asking about her mother, about her mother's health. And at some point during, while we talked about it, she told me that she knew that her mother's physical problems in her stomach were caused, she felt, from some issues that she went through as a child and some losses that she sustained as an early in her life, her mother's life. And she felt like if her mother could emote and let go of some of these feelings, then she would heal and she would get so much better. And so she was really talking to me more about how that could happen for her mother, as opposed to even whether or not that was true, because she knew it in her emotional, intuitive way that her mother's issues, the root of them, were some losses and pain that she had gone through as a child. That, like I said, comes real natural for an emotional intuitive. Now, if you're an emotional intuitive, you might at times find yourself feeling a lot of emotions and not knowing why. You might feel stress or fear or cry even, and just anger, whatever it may be, and kind of don't kind of understand where these emotions are coming from. One of the things you can do is simply ask yourself, are these my emotions, or am I absorbing this from something else, someone else, or a situation, an external event, something like that? And pretty quickly you'll get a sense whether or not it is your issue. If it is yours, if you get the impression of, oh yeah, this is my emotional energy, but I still don't know why I'm feeling these feelings, what you can do is kind of tune into that feeling and feel it in your body where that feeling would be. It seems maybe a little kooky to do this at first, but it's surprising how much information you'll get when you can just feel in your body where that feeling is located. And a lot of times when you do that, the energy in that location in your body will be released, and you'll get more of a sense of what that's about, and you can release it then. And that can prevent actually having some physical issues and problems in that area, because keep in mind that energy becomes our physical sense, our self. That, you know, energy is just the beginning form of the physical manifestation. So once we get it in energy, we don't have to get it in manifestation. All right, physical intuitives. Now, physical intuitives tend to soak into their body energy information. And physical intuitives a lot of times will feel kind of the aches and pains of others without realizing they're feeling others' aches and pains. There are people who may be, you know, sitting in their office and they walk in feeling great, and before you know it, they have a headache. And they mention this to their coworker, and their coworker says, oh, I've got that bad headache too. And they realize, oh, we've got the same headache. Or their back starts hurting, and then they realize that, you know, somebody in their family's back is hurting. Oh, my back hurts too. Physical intuitives a lot of times don't think this is intuition, and they don't feel necessarily very intuitive either. But they are, and they're just absorbing this energy information in a very different way. So for a physical intuitive, one of the things physical intuitives tend to do very well is that they can actually, a lot of massage therapists, chiropractors, People who do a hands-on approach to healing are physical intuitives because their hands are very sensitive. Their hands are pretty intuitive, and they can kind of touch someone's body and go right to where the pain is, right to where it hurts. And I'm sure, you know, a lot of people can do this and they're not even aware they can do it. But for a physical intuitive, when it comes to their own health, they actually tend to be much more sensitive to the physical body intuitively than the average person. They'll, you know, let me give you an example of what I mean by that. I had a client who was sure that she had a problem. She was in her shoulder. She was absolutely sure. She had a little bit of a tight feeling, she told me, but she really felt it was bigger and more significant than what it felt like. She just felt like, yeah, I've got this problem. I need an MRI. And she went to her doctor and she described the symptoms, and the doctor was pretty much, oh, please, you know, nothing's wrong. You're fine. You might just, you know, you slept on it wrong or something like that. And she persisted in feeling before that there, you know, it's that feeling, no, something's, I need to really, really kind of get this looked at. I need more help here than I'm getting. And she found out, unfortunately, she found out later rather than sooner that she had a kind of a blood clot in her shoulder area, in a vein there, that was actually required surgery, and it was a pretty scary situation for her because it had gone on kind of for a long time. And a physical intuitive will often kind of get that sense in their body. They're much more tuned in than a lot of other people are before things become physical. So for a physical intuitive, it's real important to listen and pay attention to those slight little feelings that maybe seem insignificant, but to tune into those more. All right, I've got like no time left, a couple minutes, so let me talk real fast. A spiritual intuitive absorbs energy information through their energy field, their aura, their nervous system. And a lot of times a spiritual intuitive will have dreams of what's wrong, or they'll have dreams of others and what's wrong with others, what health problems they may have. And they also can kind of look at people too, and a lot of times they'll see the energy field, and they may see a dark spot, or they may feel gray energy around someone. They're a little bit more tuned into the energy, pure energy like that. And so for a spiritual intuitive, it's important to pay attention to those things. A lot of times it's like the opposite of the physical intuitive. It's more energetic. They feel it in energy. And as they act on those things, then they're, you know, usually pretty accurate in what they're perceiving, and also in helping others, and being able to kind of tune into others' health, again, through dreams or through actually visually seeing kind of maybe gray energy around them, or they just seem kind of dark. Okay, I'm out of time. This is Sherry Dillard. You've been listening to Intuit University. Thank you so much for listening. My website, www.sherrydillard.com. Take a look, and some of this information, not all of it, but some of it is in my book, Discover Your Psychic Type, along with some information about the types and what kind of illnesses and problems they tend to be, they themselves may experience, which is a whole nother show that hopefully I will be getting into soon. And so I hope you're having a great day and have a great week.
You've been listening to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session,
visit www.sherrydiller.com. That's www.sherrydiller.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information.
Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.